Ecclesiastes 9, 11 to 12. I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all. Moreover, no man knows when his hour will come. As fish are caught in a cruel net, or birds are taken in a snare, so men are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly upon them. Second reading comes from Colossians 2. Colossians 2, 6 to 8. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophies, which depend on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. That ends the reading.
Like to invite the kids to come down if you would. Thank you. Oh, you get order today. There you go.
Why?
Oh, just cause. We're gonna have a race. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You see this section of the congregation right here? This one right here. It starts here and ends there and goes. You're gonna run around this direction and you're gonna run around and come back. Okay. And we're gonna have a race. Go. Run around that way. That way. Go. Don't hurt anybody and don't fall or chip a tooth or anything because I'll be yelled at. Good job. I think you were first. Well done. That's good. That's good. Here, you get a quarter though. There you go. Just because. All right. One of you go get that chair, okay? One of you get that chair for me. And put it where I usually stand there. And I'll come over and get this chair. And, you've done this before. You guys are experts. Put it over there a little bit. That's your perfect job. But keep going. I won't be able to do it quite here. We'll move it back there. Perfect. Look at that. Big, strong kid. Good. Can you come to my house and help me clean? All right, right here. Musical chairs. Da 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 da. 1, 2, 3. Everyone back up. No, I got 3. There's only back up. Back up a little. I don't want anybody. All right, you can't sit in the chair till the music stops, right? You got that. You know how to play this game?
Yeah.
Which way are you going to walk around? That way. Okay. Da 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 da. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, no, you were first. You sat on his lap. Nah. Yeah. You get to stand up. Oh, there's one chair left. Oh. All right. Ready? Which way are you going to go around? Okay. Oh. The winner, really good. Here, you get a quarter. All right, good. Good job. So what's happening?
They're trying to sit on each other.
That's right, they sure were. But what am I doing? That's correct too. That old pastor, he could play that Mexican hat dance. And, ah. What's going on with the quarters? Oh, did you get one?
No.
No, I'm not giving them to everybody. So what am I doing?
The people who
win. No, they didn't. Did she win? She wasn't even up there. No, didn't win. What? You weren't even up there to get a chance, were you? No. So what am I doing? This is hard, isn't it? You can't tell what I'm about to do, right? And watch this one. Here's a quarter. Here you go, Pastor King. Take the family out for lunch. Don't spend it all in one place, though. Don't worry, I feel really generous today. There's another one where that one came from. Make sure you kids ask Dad to take you out for lunch because Pastor gave him money, okay? All right, I'd recommend Olive Garden or something like that. Or better yet, I'd recommend just on the other side of the wall, the kitchen this morning. It'd be great food over there. And you can leave the quarter for a tip. That would even be better. All right. What you're seeing is that sometimes you win the race, or you're the last one or the first one out or on the chair, sometimes the reward goes to somebody else. And it doesn't make any sense. That's the lesson this morning. Only now I got to explain to the big people. I'm going to get three or four of them up here to do the Mexican hat dance in the musical chairs, yeah? Yeah, we'll get the... Yeah, that's the way I'll race. Yeah. Well, it's tough. So I'm going to be talking about something that's really hard to figure out. Sometimes the person who looks like they should have got the quarter doesn't get it. And sometimes the person who really hasn't done anything good, bad, right, or wrong, or won a race or lost a race, gets a quarter, and they really didn't do anything. All right? God makes that, Solomon makes that observation in the text this morning, and we're going to see if we can figure out what that's all about, okay? So, I have a multiple choice for you today. You know what multiple choice means?
Yeah.
You get to pick any two things you want, okay? But I'm going to kind of put them on the floor up here. Don't step on them, and be really nice to each other. Everybody gets two things. Okay, it's called emptying the candy factory in my office. All you parents could figure that one out. Gets two things, not anymore, but at least two. Hurry up, the time's running out. When the music stops, you have to be done. Da 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 da. If you're not done, you're gonna get none. Da 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 da. Unless you're really little. Then the rules change. And all of you remember when your brother got away with it and you didn't, right? Because you were the big one? He was the little one. Had an interesting experience last Sunday. Never in my life have I experienced this. Number one is I told you vote values. Hadn't done that before. And I told you that's unbelievably critical. Got done with the sermon and I said what I believe was correct and I did a variety of things, but someone walked up to me and said, "Oh, Pastor, I really liked your sermon. I like your politics." Well, I'm sorry, Lord. I felt myself say that. It was an interesting emotion. Person didn't do anything wrong, and it wasn't anything wicked. It was one of those interesting things, like I go, "Oh, Lord, how easy it is for us to miss it." And so I wanted you to know, here's the balance. America surviving may not be in God's plan. Are you ready? Because if you're not, then I'm not doing a good job. I may direct you and help you vote value and understand sometimes you have to struggle with that whole decision. But if I haven't got you for the ready for the next possibility, you have not had the full counsel of God's Word. And the full counsel of God's Word is to understand that God calls us into this kingdom, into this place, to spread His Word, to bring other people to Christ. And if He can do that more effectively with this country, then let's say, Lord, Your, here it comes, will be done. I have heard people talking and relating and praying more than they do at other times. Have you noticed that? Lord, Thy will be done. What would it take to get this church, the body of believers in America, on their face praying and singing sincere praises again? I am so old, I was back there in, what's that year, 11 something, I don't know, and they blew up those buildings, what are they called, those tall buildings. Some of you remember that moment, right? That's not that big a deal in this text. Here's what the big deal was. I saw politicians. God bless America. Democrats and Republicans actually standing side by side. Land that I love. And I could only, they looked sincere. Stand beside her and guide her. Oh, my heart. It was just, holy cow. They were actually singing on the steps of the Capitol. And you know, when our choir was there, that was illegal. We can't go on the steps of the Capitol and sing, especially songs like God Bless America. But all these politicians, all these government officials. Dear Lord, let Your will be done. And if you've got to tear apart a few more cities, knock down another whole building, and kill a few more people, you go right ahead and do it. Are we going to shout, Thy will be done? If you aren't ready for that, I haven't done my job. I can tell you vote value, but I've got to also communicate with you that God has a different value than I have. And the way He operates is sometimes different than I'm operating. And even though I'm doing what God's asked me to do, here's what I noticed in Ecclesiastes. And that's why I grabbed hold of it and I wanted to read it to you this morning. Or I had it read to you this morning. I have noticed this strange thing. The race is not always to the swift. Ready, kids? Listen. Here's what was happening. This is what you couldn't guess. The race was not always to the swift. The person who won the race didn't get the quarter. Nor the battle to the strong. It wasn't quite a battle, but you battled over a chair and somebody won. But did they get the quarter? No. Nor does food come to the wise. And what I was trying to get you to understand is that God is doing things sometimes different than you and I can intend. When we say, Thy will be done on earth as it is, what will is God trying to accomplish? And the answer comes back, I want all men saved. I want people screaming, shouting, singing, praising my name from the Capitol steps of every country around the world. Maybe the better decision is to have some more buildings knocked down and something totally different than we can anticipate. Food does not come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all. What Solomon was observing was the fact that just because you're prepared and you think you have a right to expect the prize and you've done it all right, it doesn't mean you're going to be the last one to die. It doesn't mean you're going to be the one who doesn't lose his job. It doesn't mean you're going to be the one who gets your particular official politics or whatever into the position. It doesn't mean, even though you're righteous, even though you've done it God's way, that you are guaranteed in that sense that it will turn out quite the way you think. Because here's the reality. I can only see so much with my limited human eyes and the spirit that God has poured into my life. And I have to keep reminding myself, Lord, your God, thy will be done, and whatever that is, I want to be in your will. I don't want you to be in mine. Because I want to operate with an attitude and a heart that is willing to step into whatever you have planned. And if it's going to take the knocking down of a building or the election of a certain official or president or whatever it might be, then your will be done. If it gets your church to pray, if it breaks our heart and evangelizes the world, if people get saved through that moment, or whatever God might be doing, then thy will be done is the call that he's presenting to us. And so here in this text, Solomon is making that observation. Just because you're the swiftest, just because you're the strongest, just because you're the wisest, just because you're brilliant, just because you're the most learned, it doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get the prize. Here's what I'm saying. Just because this person should win, just because this is a righteous individual, just because, doesn't mean it's necessarily going to turn out that way. But I will tell you what will happen. God's will be done. And the question is, will we be with him singing praises on the Capitol steps? Or will we be feeling like somehow, I don't get what God is doing. How come he gives quarters to people that don't seem to deserve it? How come it's going in the wrong direction? So I stopped there and I wanted to take you now to this New Testament text. Please go with me if you would. To Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. I'm going to focus just on verse 8. Observe, be aware, be alert, see to it. No one takes you captive. No one seduces you. No one leads you away like booty, is the translation I read. No one spoils you or leads you to ruin through, he finishes it off here, no one takes you captive through the hollow and deceptive philosophies of the world. It is so easy, pastor, person, individual, to be caught in something, to be drawn into something, to be settling for something and miss God's point, which is they're dying out there, they're going to hell, and there are some burning themselves into the heart and the chest of the Christian church. And it isn't that I want to withdraw a single word I told you last Sunday. I showed you that commercial put on by the Catholic Church because I said, values matter. Your vote matters. And you better get off your butt and do what you're supposed to do. But just because you're off your butt doing what you're supposed to do is not a guarantee or a promise that it will necessarily turn out the way it's supposed to. And the question is, are you prepared, no matter how anything turns out, whether it's politics or life or circumstances or children or anything else that really matters in our life, are you prepared to follow me wholeheartedly, no strings attached, committed to my Because that's his challenge. That's his encouragement. I've called you to come follow me. I have told you that you are going to do things on this earth and sometimes they're not going to turn out the way you think. Here's Jesus preaching the gospel to these people he's called by name. He's witnessing. He's doing miracles before him and still he can't hang on to 12 people. He hung on to 11, but he couldn't hang on to that 12. That person overwhelmed and attracted by whatever, money, position, whatever the money would buy him, sells out his salvation and his Savior for the sake of 30 pieces of silver. So you and I have to understand that the fact that Jesus did it right, witnessed correctly, demonstrated the power of the Holy Spirit, is not a guarantee that even in that situation, all of these people who have been given free will come and follow him the way they should. And so here we are in this situation, and we now look at this text and it says, make sure no one takes you captive through those hollow and deceptive philosophies. The philosophies, the loving of wisdom. Phileo, philosophy, lover of wisdom. Sophos, phileo, sophy, lover of wisdom. Don't love wisdom so much that you substitute it for the wisdom that you receive when the Holy Spirit gets into your life. And you're marching around Jericho and your wisdom says, stop marching. And you're marching around your Jericho and the wisdom says, don't shout. And you're marching around Jericho and your wisdom says, this is stupid, this is foolish. Because if you love your wisdom, you won't do what God asks you to do. If you love your wisdom and Jesus whispers to you, child, get out of the boat and walk on water with me. Only for you, it's go talk to a neighbor. Go witness to a friend. Go give testimony to those people. Stand your ground. Walk here. If you follow your philosophy, your loving of wisdom, you may never get out of the boat. Those people may never be witnessed to. And so God's call on our hearts, it says, don't let the world fool you, deceive you, drag you away, gain control of your emotions, gain control of your heart, gain control of your life, gain control of your spirit. Have you been as worrisome over the salvation of the brothers and sisters, the people in the United States, as you are about who the next president's going to be? Have you done as much? I go, holy cow. How much conversation have I spent talking about those issues? But how much conversation have I spent asking, how can I save someone who doesn't know the Lord? And so here's how simple it is to have the philosophy of the world, the loving what seems to be political wisdom or my wisdom applied to whatever it is in politics or life or circumstances, how easy it is for me to love my wisdom and to not hear or see the wisdom of God. What were we singing? Look at the songs Mark picked. We got to long for those lost. And it's so easy. And if God is sitting up there, it's far easier sometimes to take something away from you so that hopefully broken and emptied of the very thing I'd given you as a blessing, you start to realize you've gotten the wrong focus. The verse goes on. Hollow and deceptive philosophy that depends on human paradigms, human perspectives, human tradition. Well, you know what's going to happen if we get the wrong one. Yeah. We're going to become like Greece. You ready? Well, they might be killing people in the streets. Uh-huh. You ready? Well, that's not good. No. Are you ready? I didn't ask if it was good. I asked if you're ready. You understand? You have to recognize God is calling his people into faithfulness. God is calling you into righteousness. And he's telling you, there will come a time when your truth, your wisdom, your righteousness, the world will not listen to, and you better be ready for the next thing, because I want none of you ignorant about end times. I want none of you ignorant about the times you may have to go through. Instead, I want you hanging on so tightly to one another. I want love to be so pouring itself into your heart that you express the need and response to one another in such depth of love that you're doing what you're supposed to be about and you're being God's people, whether this guy or that guy goes, whether this is up or that's down, whatever the situation is. The question is, do we have the right focus and the right heart? Because I want nothing to deceive you, no philosophy to take you captive, nothing based on human tradition or the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. Simple sermon message today. If we're not resting on Christ, we're not ready for the outcome. I will vote values. In good conscience, do any less. Somebody said, well, what happens if you got two evils to choose from? I go, wow, you mean the fact that some are Christian, some are non-Christian? I'm so old, I remember a guy named Kennedy, and I used to argue and bring a deal about, well, you can't vote for a Catholic. All of you old people may remember that argument. Why? Well, a Catholic, yeah, is he a Christian? Well, yeah, he seems to be a Christian, but he's a Catholic. How much agreement do you want? Has he got to be a Missouri Synod Lutheran? Who signed off on the confession? Life never offers you anything that simple. I will vote back, but I will not rest on this country any longer. That's not what God's calling me to do. I will fight for this country. I will defend this country and its constitution. I will stand my ground, and I'll encourage my children or my grandchildren to do the same. But if God takes it away, I will understand that it's His will that I have to cry out for, not mine. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. If you're building a philosophy, an approach to life, anything on anything else but Christ, you're making a mistake. Don't do it. Why would I vote values? I build my life on Christ. If I don't win or I lose or the person I vote for loses, I build my life on Christ. My hope is built on nothing less. Pray with me. Lord, to you be the glory and the praise. I want your people to know what matters and doesn't matter, even in the world of politics and the life and death issues that this particular election has. But I also realize, Lord, you are King. You are Lord of Lords. And I will praise you. I will worship you. I will trust whether the buildings stand or the buildings are knocked down, whether peace reigns or this country is torn with war. I know in whom I will trust, because in you, O Lord, is the truth, is the revelation, is the power and the grace and the joy and all things. And so I ask, Lord, today, hopefully with each of my brothers and sisters, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's in your name we pray. Amen.